This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting to you Dr. Jack Stockwell. Dr. Stockwell practices at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. One of the things that he and his wife in the clinic, and I'm betting some of your, if not most of the people that come to your clinic for a chiropractic adjustment, because you're a NUCCA certified chiropractor working on the upper area of the spine and the neck, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you also, because Mary's very involved in overall general health and well-being as GAPS practitioners, the two of you help a lot of people with what goes into their body, what comes out of their body, and all the smoke that you have there that you're dealing with. Even though your home is way up in the mountains, you have, I'm sure, up there as much as down in the city itself, this leftover residue from all of this, from these fires. What does it do to you, let's say, the two of you, you and Mary, or to people in general who are breathing this stuff in? What does it do for your longevity? Isn't it like smoking?
Well, sure. And it's one thing to be standing up in the mountains at a campfire because you're camping out.
Yep.
And, you know, the old wives' tale that no matter what direction you stand around the fire, the smoke kind of comes after you. That's one size of particulate matter that's coming right off of the burning fire that kind of chokes and burns your eyes and you get away from it. The further down road, like here we are in Salt Lake, as opposed to the fires in California and the new one there at Lake Tahoe in Nevada, on the Nevada side,
yep,
we're several hundred miles away. And being several hundred miles away, the heavier, and it's hard to imagine heavier parts of smoke, but there are heavier parts that have a way of finding itself down to the surface of the earth. The finer stuff, and this is where it gets really dangerous, is the 2.5 micron size. You'll see this appear in the news occasionally. 2.5 m. When these particulates get down to a size where they're only 2.5 microns big, when you breathe them in, they go right through the alveolar lining of the lungs where the gas exchange between oxygen and carbon dioxide occurs and gets into the bloodstream. There's aspects of cigarette smoke that will do that.
Same
now,
thing.
Most cigarette smoke is too big to get across that barrier, but there's some parts of it that will.
So you have extolled a value and virtue of N95 masks, and I wonder if people are wearing them. I know that a lot of people in Utah haven't been vaccinated, and they don't much care about wearing masks. But in this circumstance, would people be better off, smarter, to wear masks that do keep out the particulates? Never mind COVID. I'm just talking about self-defense against this stuff.
Absolutely. Utah's a good place to be wearing a mask right now simply because of the smoke.
Yeah.
Not because of COVID, but because
of the
smoke.
Mary wearing one?
No, because we're up here on the mountainside. But we still have smoke up here.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, if I was going to be spending time outside down in the valley, I think it would only be prudent to be wearing something, especially on the size of an N95.
And you have long extolled the value of the N95 because it's one micron, and that's really the only thing that keeps out. You're going to wear a mask to protect yourself from COVID, then you need to wear one of those, right? A 94
well,
or 95?
Yeah. Those blue diapers that you see most people wearing across the face even has graphene.
Worthless.
It has graphene oxide in it. I mean, those things are not only worthless, they're dangerous.
Well, they come apart and little fibers get into your
The little fibers
body,
you
right?
breathe into your lungs as well as the graphene oxide. Yeah.
Bad.
That's,
yep.
Those things
Throw
are dangerous.
Out.
Now, if you're going to be in around a bunch of really sick people, and you probably should have a darn good reason to be around really sick people, you may want to do something like that to protect yourself. But for the most part, we have seen studies from around the world showing that these things are absolutely worthless. That's why you saw the World Trade Organization flip-flopping. That's why you saw the CDC flip-flopping.
Well, the World Health Organization is controlled by the Chinese. So whatever goes on there is a waste of time even paying attention to it. So let's go to a couple of things. The monoclonal antibody treatment for this, and ivermectin?
Ivermectin.
Are they ivermectin? Okay. So these are things that people are taking after they get COVID. Some people think ivermectin, because the demand has surged as much as it has, does work, and other people say it doesn't work. I don't know what to believe when it comes to that. I know the monoclonal antibody treatment seemed to be very effective. Simple, inexpensive, right?
Yes. Well, it is. But remember, unless you've been buried up 2 miles under the surface of the earth for the last 2 years, for whatever technological reason you might be down there, you have been exposed to COVID. Everybody on this planet has been exposed to COVID, and as a result, they have antibodies to it. And the stuff that's coming out of Israel right now is telling us that your own natural immune antibodies that are formed from exposure to COVID are actually more protective than this vaccine is.
So what are you saying, if you're exposed to it but you don't get it, you have antibodies, you're strong enough to ward it off? And see, I'm thinking, you and I have talked about the vaccines and what to do and what not to do. And I had the two Pfizers, and I was thinking of getting a third one, and I was ready, actually. And then I started thinking, after hearing and reading a few things about there's no protection in it for Delta or Lambda, so why would you get it? That basically is the question.
Well, another thing about it, there is no test for Delta. There is no test for Lambda.
What does that mean? Explain that.
There's no way to identify the Delta variant.
So how do they know? Why do they keep talking about the Delta variant?
Because there's not enough
people
lining up for the shot. Not enough people are out there. If you look at the vaccination centers, they're empty.
But the vaccines everybody that's don't going work against, against Delta or
Some people say they do. Some people say they don't. The fact of the matter is, if you called your local testing facility and say, I don't want to be tested for COVID-19. I want to be tested for the Delta. They'll say, we don't have a test for the Delta. So, and when this was going on in the White House here, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, when the questions are going back and forth on this subject with Jen Psaki, the press person.
Press secretary, yeah.
And she wasn't there that day. Her second filled in for her. And the questions are being asked, how do we test for the Delta variant? She couldn't answer the question. She danced all around it because there is no test for the Delta. There's no test for the Lambda. There will be no test for the Gamma or the Phi, all the way down to the Omega testing that these things are going to show up, because the people that are going to get the vaccine got it. The people who haven't got it don't want to get it. I mean, that's where we are in this process by now. Because they want every last living soul on this planet to get this injection, they're going to continue to scare people as best they can. But everybody already has antibodies, and one of the worst things you can do is get a vaccine for something for which you already have the antibodies, because it can mess that
The argument that you face from people, we go back and forth on these things, is the people who are in the hospital, all of them, for the most part, 99% of them are there. They weren't vaccinated, and so therefore they have got the disease. People who are getting shots are not going to the hospital.
Well, and those people that are in there right now who didn't get the vaccine, who are suffering, would be in there right now anyway because of flu and pneumonia and severe respiratory conditions that happens every year that you don't even hear about those things anymore.
Yeah, but
because they're suffering from comorbidities.
You don't hear about it, and therefore they would discredit what you said because it isn't in the public lexicon. That's a frustration. All right. We continue with Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. We'll talk about his podcast because he's got a lot of great things to say and for you to think about. Right now, something else for you to think about. When you slip that bod of yours into the sack at night, do you have soft, comfortable sheets? Yes or no? If you say no, then why don't you do something about it? Giza Dream Sheets, made from the best cotton in the world, from the Mediterranean in Egypt, fabric that's ultra soft, ultra breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow, that sateen weave gives them a really smooth finish. I have you sleeping very well, very quickly. Number of colors, all the sizes. It's like everything else at MyPillow. You wash them in the washing machine, dryable, all that good stuff. So the deal now is that the 60-day money-back guarantee continues. Imagine sleeping on sheets for 2 months and then you send them back. I don't like these. That's a pretty good trick. Save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets right now when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square in there for you to use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's right. Get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $49.99 for the whole set. You'll find deep discounts on all kinds of MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, all those great colors, a lot more, available right now at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the DJV Health Program with an overview of the latest podcast. I was talking about our podcast that we have with you every week at djvhealthshow.com. Now you, because you do a local radio program there, grasp a lot of things that you talk about on the air, including a focus on our American psychosis. That sounds like it could be a podcast on its own. Psychosis.
Yeah, this mass psychosis and this loss of freedom that's spreading all across the country. That's what the latest podcast's about there at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just click on, actually, it's the radio show. And it's the most recent one that I've done. And I go into, you know, what's happening to the mindset of most Americans. Most Americans know how to read. They just don't know how to think anymore about what they're reading or what they're hearing.
Kids are not taught how to think. They're taught what to think.
Yeah.
And they sit around and play. There's an epidemic. And this is one of the things I was talking about this on the DJV program. And I think I talked about it on the farm show, too. Going into some box stores. I had to buy a new stove last week. And I was buying things that I needed at a lumber yard for a project I'm doing, one of the barns on the farm. And the people, the people who waited on me were young men in their 30s who were obese like you wouldn't believe. We'll talk about why after this here on DJV Health.
Call Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here we go, back again, hitting the high points of health discussion. Dr. Jack Stockwell from ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a Nurka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He and his wife practice in South Jordan, which is just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. That's where their clinic is. And he's here with us every week to purview some of the things that he wants you to know about from his perspective, his research, et cetera, et cetera. And I mentioned just a moment or two ago about going into the box stores and having these young men, 28, maybe 30, 31, just plain obese. Huge, fat, I came across like three or four of them in the different stores, and I thought, this is the same person. And it is. And they wear these tight shirts, and it just accentuates how out of shape they are. They don't seem to care. Are they oblivious? Do they not look in the mirror? Do they not understand health and what happens to their bodies as they get older, Jack?
Well, what's the most dangerous comorbidity for suffering from COVID? Obesity.
Obesity.
Even more than cancer and heart disease and liver and kidney diseases.
Right.
I was watching on the news this morning, getting ready for your show, and they were talking about the noticeable increase in teenage obesity ever since the COVID thing broke out. Because people just aren't not as active as they normally would be.
Well, they sit around. But beside that, the kids that just sit around, I know I sound like an old broken record with regard to it.
No, but you're right.
They sit around and watch these. They're always playing games on these damn devices, and parents don't seem to think at all about it. I don't know what's the matter. Those of you who are listening who are parents or grandparents, what are you thinking? How are you not teaching your children what will happen to their bodies? They'll never live to be 60. They're just too damn fat.
Well, that's it. That's it. And so the life expectancy, especially for males, is starting to drop. And I think that might have a part in it.
Sure
now,
it does.
You're not going to stop these kids from playing these video games. It just isn't going to happen. So some parents are judicious to the point where they say, okay, you can do it for an hour a day, but here's what you have to do before you do it. And if we don't follow this, then you're not going to have access to the machine at all. I mean, there's some kind of working back and forth there that has to take place. But there's some parents, well, at least I know where he is now. You know, is he sitting in his room and never drops the controller for the video game? And that may be contributing to the obesity factor. The fact that a lot of competitive sports over the last year were really slowed down or prevented or suspended because we can't have people getting together and passing COVID around when we're passing COVID around all the time. And there's a new coronavirus out there. They haven't even talked about it yet because coronaviruses show up every 2 years. And if they can get people locked into the mindset that somehow this Delta variant of the original one is scarier and more infective, and oh my goodness, just the nonsense goes on and on and on. But the important thing is COVID dangerous? Well, of course it's dangerous, but to whom? Who is it dangerous to? The same thing that the flu was dangerous to, the pneumonia, severe respiratory conditions, obesity, cancer, heart disease, liver and kidney disease. I mean, the vast majority of people who suffer and die from COVID were also suffering from the same comorbidities that have killed so many people from the flu in the past. And you don't even hear about the flu. You don't hear about pneumonia or the other upper respiratory problems that people are having.
As we go into, this is horrible, I don't really want to say this, into the winter months, we're going into September now and October, November. Flu season is upon us. Last year there wasn't much flu because it was all COVID. But what is it that will allow your immune system to be, as you might put it, loaded for bear? We'll talk about the various things that you can get to support your body and help yourself to that healthy point that I think I'm at. Even though I did get the shots, I did it more for social reasons because I think I could ward off most anything. At any rate, we'll get to that in a matter of moments here as we support your health and well-being. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on DJV Health.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
COVID appears to be getting worse for kids in the U.S. A CDC report released Friday finds a rise in hospitalizations and ER visits for teenagers and those younger from June to August. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, tells MSNBC Friday, we need more data to tell for sure if Delta is really more dangerous to kids than other strains.
More children are getting infected, and therefore more of them are going to get hospitalized. We are struggling to get enough data to be able to make a determination of whether or not, as you said, per number of kids infected, is you getting, relatively speaking, more that are requiring hospitalization? We don't know that yet.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying this week the best ways to make sure kids don't get COVID are vaccines and masks. A small legal victory for abortion providers in Texas. A state judge rules on Friday that pro-life groups can't, for now, sue groups like Planned Parenthood. A new Texas law allows civil suits against abortion providers, but Planned Parenthood sought a temporary restraining order. This is USA Radio News. As COVID goes, so goes the economy. That's the message from President Biden following Friday's disappointing jobs report from the Labor Department. About 235,000 jobs gained in August. Analysts expecting about 720,000, though. Biden says beating COVID is vital to boosting our economy.
This is a continuing pandemic of the unvaccinated. Since becoming president, I've ramped up testing, secured enough vaccine for every single American, and gotten 175 million Americans fully vaccinated. Still too many have not gotten vaccinated. And it's creating a lot of unease in our economy and around our kitchen tables.
Some good news, though, from the jobs report. Wages rise 17 cents an hour, and the unemployment rate falls to 5.2%. That's still higher than the pre-pandemic rate of 3.5%, though. Anti-Taliban protests in Afghanistan. Dozens of women protesting in Kabul on Friday. A similar protest held the day before in another Afghan city, Herat. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Let's move back into our discussion here on DJB Health, the two complimentary hours. Jack Stockwell here from Salt Lake City. Ken Kronhaus comes and joins us every week from Florida. Very different perspectives on a lot of the issues, but it's good to hear the different perspectives, frankly. So I sort of teed you up to talking about the flu season. Is it your thought that we're going to be back in to the regular flu, whatever the heck that is, because that changes every year, kind of like the COVID. COVID, just a big, bad flu.
We've had a coronavirus has been known for a long time, but they first started talking about it 20 years ago with SARS. Mm-hmm. And then when, you know, SARS came and went, and we had the, you know, we've had the H1N1, the H5N1, just one after another type of virus that is spread around the planet trying to scare people.
So how did this one get to the point where we were just vulnerable? It just seemed...
Well, it's been in the planning work for some time. Yeah. It's been in the plans. I mean, Moderna got their mRNA patent back in 2015.
Yeah, they've been working on those mRNAs for a long time.
So when this showed up suddenly in October, November of 2019, it wasn't like it just suddenly creeped out of the woodwork.
It was purposely let out of a lab in Wuhan. That's
precisely, yeah. And it's been going on now for, you know, for years and years. The buildup for this, several patents were involved.
And let's go back a little bit to children. I posed this question on the daily DGB program about why it is that children. Well, the first question I asked was, why isn't there a vaccine for children under the age of 12? Because a lot of parents think that they need it. Teachers, schools, you name it, they think that everybody should have the vaccine. So it's not available, or it does damage to their heart or whatever else.
Well, that's it. The CDC is reporting an unusually high number of heart inflammation cases with boys, interestingly enough, more boys than girls, of teenage years who, you know, older than 12 who are getting this shot now, are having severe cases of myocarditis and pericarditis and an inflammatory condition of the heart that could stay with them the rest of their life, severely limiting physical activity. So, and it is the CDC is reporting this stuff, but it's not being picked up by the news. And since most people's understanding of their body and their own immune physiology is based on what the evening news says, it foretells a very difficult future.
Here's the bottom line. You want to know why this is, in my estimation, even though Jack and I agree on most of this stuff, even though I may not have followed quite the same path. So far, Pfizer alone has made $35 billion this year on their vaccine. Yeah. Is there another explanation?
$35 billion.
And Moderna is close behind at $33 billion. And J&J is somewhere in the 20s to near 30. So $100 billion has been made by three drug companies. Now, it's not all profit, but certainly a lot of it's going to go to the bottom line. It's interesting because their stock really hasn't done much. We were talking on the DJV program, Victoria and I, about she bought Pfizer right at the beginning, and the stock hasn't done anything. I wonder why that is, because you look at the amount of money they're bringing to the bottom line, according to their stockholders' report. So what's the story with that?
Well, not being a stock expert, I would expect something else to have happened by now, but that would be really obvious. So, the fact that they've made that $100 billion now among the countries on the sale of this vaccine. And they're the ones who are considered the experts. They're the ones who come out and say, well, ours is such and such effective. Oh, yeah, well, ours is such and such that much more effective. And, we've had a couple of adverse reactions. When, in fact, the truth now is the CDC is so backed up with adverse reactions being reported. And studies out of Johns Hopkins claim that less than 1% of the actual adverse reactions are being reported. And because more and more adverse reactions are occurring, health groups, hospital groups, whatever, are less and less likely to report these things. So,
if you read between the lines, if you get into the weeds, which I often accuse you of doing.
I love the weeds.
I know. Well, weeds basically are edible. You can, pigweed, for example, is like spinach.
There you go.
It's the same stuff. And by the way, weed, they call marijuana weed because that's what it is.
Yes, it rapidly grows, taking over everything weed.
All right, so the business about Pfizer and Moderna and the relationship they have with, remember, I say this to the audience, this isn't news to Jack. Most of these government agencies are controlled by people who come from the businesses that they regulate. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you look at the CDC, you can see a roster of people that come from Pfizer, that come from Moderna, that come from all of the various drug companies.
They go
in, they regulate, they change the rules so it's good for them, and then they go back to working for the company. That's the way government works, across the board, no matter what the agency. So
I can't remember the fellow's name, but the newest member of the Pfizer board just stepped down from the director of the FDA.
Okay.
Like 3 or 4 months ago.
There's a guy named Albert Bourla, who is actually the CEO of Pfizer, who has gone on the record saying that his scientists are researching every variant to determine if they can come up with a vaccine for it. And the variants are changing. And there hasn't been they are talking about, both the Delta and the Lambda and whatever other ones are out there. The mutations evade vaccines. And that's one of the big concerns now. Everybody blah, blah, Fauci's out there blaring away that we got to get maybe a third shot and we'll come up with some kind of guidance and blah, blah. But it turns out, when people start doing the research, that Pfizer's ability to adapt to the variants isn't very good. And as you pointed out, the mRNA, however, whatever it is, they've been working on that for a number of years. That's why it got processed as quickly as it did. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just...
But remember this, your body creates variants all the time. Mm-hmm. And one of the most beautiful aspects of the human immune system is that when we create these viruses inside of us, they're mostly for detoxification systems. Most of these things called viruses are really exosomes that the cells are dying or sick cells are throwing out of themselves to detoxify themselves. Now, I know that's a new concept. We don't have a whole lot of time to explain that. But my point is, these keep changing inside of you over and over, let alone from one person to another. And almost invariably, they become less infective, less toxic, as they break down and break down and break down as the message is completed. So when we hear about this terrible variant here or this terrible variant there, when there's no test for that variant, then you're caught up in this mass psychosis, which this last podcast radio show of mine at ForbiddenDoctor.com goes into for about an hour and a half, explaining how this whole nation went crazy in less than 18 months.
All right, well, they think those people will tell you you're crazy.
Well, of course. So and you know me, you know they're right.
Yeah. It's DJV Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell, our podcast. There are two of them. We're just talking about the one at Forbidden Doctor. Get lots of information from Jack there and also at DJVHealthShow.com, where there is much, they call them practice of medicine. Well, we're practicing restraint in most of our conversations about the ideas that come forth from people who have a lot to gain. I'm just saying, I had family reasons for doing it, but there are a lot of people who just it's thinking one way or another. In a moment, I would like to there's attention being drawn or given to this story about Elizabeth Holmes, who is accused of defrauding investors because she came up with a blood testing system that was supposed to revolutionize getting your blood tested. I want to talk about that whole business of testing one's blood, what you get from it, and whether or not we are in the dark ages, like back when the lemmings, weren't they lemmings? What did they stick on your, to bleed you? What they call?
Leeches.
Leeches. That's what it was, yeah. Leeches. All right, we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Here we continue on DJV Health.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you'd might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge. Ah, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose. I hear better than I ever thought possible. Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic vitamins and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen. So we've had a joyride when it comes to lots of different information, and we depend on the news media, which is not very dependable. So I don't really know the story. I know the story about this woman, Elizabeth Holmes, but I don't know what she really patented, what she claimed was going to be the benefit of this new blood test that millions of people invested in. She became a billionaire based on smoke and mirrors. I guess that's what it comes down to.
I'm not all that familiar with it at all, but what I seem to remember is it didn't have anything to do with the test so much as it did because of the use of the internet and the use of mail and the use of
mail fraud.
It was mail. Yeah. It was, you know, it was wire fraud.
But how do we, okay? So let's talk about blood tests for a moment, and what blood tests provide. Why do we need them? What's the best blood test to get? Those sorts of things. Give some advice from your perspective on what to do when you get your blood when in a physical get blood work done.
Well, I'll tell you, there's the machines that they have in blood labs now are just, man, it's just like out of the future.
I know.
What these things are capable of doing, and depending on whether you want to do what's called the SMAC-20 or a SMAC-24, which is just the basic blood analysis, looking at white blood cells, red blood cells, and then looking at other critical enzyme activities that would indicate whether or not there's something major going on behind the scenes. And most of the blood tests that people bring to me to read and interpret for them, the first question I always ask is when I see you again a couple times a year or whatever, how do you feel? You know, mm-hmm. So they give me this blood test. They want me to understand it. I ask them, well, how do you feel? Well, I feel great. And so I go through the blood test, and I'm looking at cholesterol, and I say, what did your doctor tell you about this blood test? Well, they don't like my cholesterol numbers. So I look at cholesterol, and it's something like about 206. And this person is 75 years old, and I said, your cholesterol should be at least 306, 350. I said, there's not enough time left in your life to read all of the studies that tell you the older you get, the higher your cholesterol should be. That's usually the thing that they ask me the most about their blood tests. But if you're looking for cancer problems or things that they're involved with cardiopulmonary problems, cardiovascular problems, digestive problems, immune system problems. There are these incredibly specific tests looking for elevated enzymes or the absence of enzymes. Enzymes are so vitally important that they're in a certain balance inside
the body.
So
what do you request? What test do you request when you're, you know?
Just a basic blood panel. Just
we'll
you know,
give you
start
that information.
Off, yeah,
right.
Just a basic. You know, when I tell patients, listen, I want you to go down to the testing center and just get a basic blood panel. They're going to tell me about 24 different things that they find in that blood that's standard from one person to the next. And I said, then I can tell you what I can answer your questions, but I need mm-hmm. to see that blood test first.
All right, Jack was talking about enzymes. Don't forget when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com to order your Lee enzymes. They're really great for everything, no matter what your age, in a way preventative and also whatever ails you. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week. week. No charge.
Aw, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/r.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. We're inviting Dr. Jack Stockwell to join the DJV Health conversation. You can get the podcast, by the way, a couple of good podcasts that I would recommend. One of them is the one that we do associated with the DJV Health Show. You can get at djvhealthshow.com. Most recent one is a focus on hand sanitizers and why they don't work and, in fact, why they are bad for you. You can get that at djvshow.com, and then he has the ones at forbiddendoctor.com. Speaking of sanitizers that don't work, I see that you have found some excellent antibacterial agents that are all natural, which kind of comes from your wheelhouse, and I believe this is something pretty exciting because you and I are always talking about how bad it is. I was in a Costco store yesterday, and they have those stands everywhere with a Purell jug in them, and you push, and everybody's putting it on their hand and rubbing it around. I wanted to get a microphone and ask people, do you realize how bad this is for you? This is bad when you do that.
Well, it's the level of ignorance that exists in the public mind that really do not understand anything about infectious processes, their health, their own body's defenses.
Well, but that's because we're not taught anything about our bodies, no health education in school. When you go to all the public health schools that teach these people who are going to be on boards of health, or they're going to be conservation commissioners or whatever it is, they have one way of thinking, and that's the government way or whatever.
You're right. How is mankind existed for thousands of generations on this planet? I mean, we get the idea, false idea, that somehow we didn't live between past 20 and 30 years old and we were all falling over and died. These huge civilizations that we have had in the past, the Babylonians, the Medo-Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, eventually the British Empire, and other empire, the Chinese empires, didn't exist because their leaders died in their 20s. they had ways of taking care of infections. They understood the difference between good nutrition and poor malnutrition. And because they had societies built on nutritional understanding at the time, even though they didn't have electron microscopes, they knew what made strong warriors. And they didn't send their warriors out to battle with a green drink the night before they fought. These people had diets that were based on our ancestral needs for nutrition, for strong bodies. Mm-hmm. When you see figures or facts that said during the 1800s in America, the average age was like, or the average death was around late 30s, early 40s, is nonsense. That's because the CDC still, to this day, averages the deaths of that period of time in children who lived in areas that had horrible sanitary conditions with people who were living in their 80s and their 90s and their 100s. Mm. My dad's 95, still up running around. He has ancestors born in the 1800s who lived well after 100, 102, 103, 104. I suspect he's on that in that direction himself. So the politicization of healthcare, I don't know if I pronounced that word correctly, politics takes over health, which we see right now is rampant in this country right now, where politics has the last word, not true science. You're just going to end up with a situation where people are running around scared to death at every last little sniffle or sneeze that happens when children get sick all the time. But they're virtually immortal.
It's healthy to get sick. All right,
A lot of sicknesses are nothing more than just the body's detoxing and cleaning itself out, moving to the next level of health status.
So what are these antibacterial agents, the natural ones that
we've known
can tell
for a long
here?
Time? Curcumin. Yeah. Turmeric. Yeah. Turmeric is often pushed for anti-inflammatory reasons, but mm-hmm. turmeric has been known among the Indians, East Indians, for a long time as a great salve if it's prepared correctly and internally for kinds of infections. Probiotics, we know that the health of the gut. Hippocrates told us that 2,400 years ago. You take care of the gut, the body is not going to get sick. Cranberry complex. A lot of women understand the relationship between cranberry complex and the health of the bladder. And then honey. Honey has always been known.
Yeah, they are.
Honey does not spoil. You can have honey in a container for years and years and years because it has tremendous antibiotic effects.
Trust me, I know. I have honey around that I've had for years and years and years. So there. Cranberry, probiotics, curcumin. Dr. Jack, brought to you by the folks at Calitrin, who want to remind you, you don't have to go on a crash diet to lose weight and keep it off. All you have to do is stay steady on the course with Calitrin. It's the weight loss formula that's all natural, no foreign substances. And right now, between now and Labor Day, you get an unlimited supply. The BOGO deal is you buy one, get one free. Buy two, get two free, etc. It's a great time to start and to stay on Calitrin. Losing weight and keeping it off, important to everybody. Check it out at toploss.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.